Today's Mishnah is on Masechtes Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Today's Mishnah is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Tzvi Hirsch, Ben Rabbi Yosef, Pinchas HaLevi. So we're continuing with where the previous Mishnah left off, and that is a Mekabel and a Choker that work a field. When it comes time to divvy up the Peros that grew in the field together with the landowner, when do we say that the Mekabel and the Choker are obligated to be Mafresh Trumas U'Maisris before they give the Chelek of the landowner to the landowner? And when do we say that this is something that they are not obligated to do? Zok to Mishnah, HaChoker Sodom and HaNachri. If somebody is a Choker, meaning his arrangement is where he works the field, he keeps all the profit, however, he just has to make a fixed rent payment every single month. So the halach is, if he was Choker from a Nachri, keyword, the owner of the field was a non-Jew, that loch is ma'aser v'noisimli. He would have to be mafresh maisis, this is very interesting, for the goy's chelik, and then afterwards he'd be allowed to make the rental payment. Meaning he has to take the goy's chelik, be mafresh maisis, and then afterwards give it to the guy. So this is interesting, because the previous Mishnah said that if someone's choyker a field, from a yid, he does not have to be maaser. The only thing he does have to do is he has to give truma. But maaser, he does not have to. And by the way, just to appreciate this halach a little bit better, truma has no shir. Chita achas, poiteres es akri. Maaser, however, does have a shir. It's 10%. So Meiser is a much more aggressive tax than Truma is. So the halacha is that ordinarily the Choker would have to give Truma. Meiser wouldn't have to. But when he's Choker from a guy, he does have to. And the reason is, says the Rav, quoting the Yerushalmi, it's really not based on Lumbus and Trumas or Meiseris, but rather it's a Knas. The Chachamim Kansa, the Yid, they did not want Yidden to be Choker fields from non-Jews. The reason is, if a non-Jew is not going to have an ability to find a Yiddish Choker, he's going to end up selling the field. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's a very good thing. So the bottom line is therefore the Chachamim said, you know what? You want to be Choker from a Nachri? We're going to make your life miserable. We're going to make it very, very hard for you to do. And therefore the Halach is massive and noisily. And by the way, this is a concept that you find in different theories in halacha. In Perek Hadar, Masechtes Eruvin, you find this concept that when it comes to a goy that lives in a chatzah together with a yid, we make it very, very hard to get the goy to be able to be mishtatif with the eruv, so that it's very difficult to make a ruv chatzeris. Why? Pasha, because we don't want yidden living together with ena yehudim. That's what the objective is. So in a similar vein, we don't want the yid to work for the goy, so we throw on this tax. You know what the tax is? Ma'aser first, give ma'aser, v'noisen loy, and then afterwards you'll be noisen. But it's clear in the Mishnah that the only time this halacha is true is if you're a choker sodom and anachri. But what if someone's a mekabel sodom and anachri? Then this halach is not going to be true. So what's the question? Why not? Bishloima, if this halach is related to lumdis and tevel and trumas and maestras, so you'll tell me chilukim maybe between a mekabel and a choker. I don't know what the chiluk is, but whatever it is, you can come up with a chiluk. But if you're telling me that it's a knas, so if it's a knas, what difference does it make what the contract says? It matters if this is a choker contract or if it's a mekabel contract. So the Rav says, yeah. And the reason is because the metzias is the goyim were always looking for chaykrim. They weren't really looking for mekablin. So as long as we knock out all the chaykrim, that's going to incentivize the goy to get out, and that's going to accomplish what we want to accomplish as far as Yishuv Eretz Yisrael goes. The fact that he could find a mekabel, that's not such a mailatim. So it seems like the landlord preferred the chaykr arrangement than the mekabel arrangement. And that's why, as long as we make it difficult to be a choker, that's really going to accomplish everything that it is we're trying to accomplish. Rabbi Yehuda added to this halacha. He said, "Afa mekabel stay avoisav min anachri." If somebody is mekabel, not choker, he's mekabel, we just said the chacham did not make the gzeira, they didn't make the knas, but Rabbi Yehuda said that if someone's mekabel, his own stay avoisav. So stay avoisav means this is his own family's property. So it seems like this property belonged to his family, maybe even dating back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And then they sold it because they had no choice. And this person is working on his own inheritance, his own field, because it's not his anymore. He was forced to sell it. So the halach is that poyel, even if he's a mekabo, ma'asav anoisin loy, he has to get ma'aser. And the reason is because this person, we feel we can and we want to incentivize to figure out a way to buy the property back. Again, we're not so happy with the fact that this Nachri owns this property. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get it out of his hand. So what we do is, who's the person that's most likely to buy this piece of property? The person that once owned it. So we tell him, you're going to work this field. I don't care if you're a chayker. I don't care if you're a makabel. You're going to have to be ma'asner. Oh, once you're going to have to be ma'asner, now you yourself are going to be very much incentivized financially to want to buy it back. And that's what we're trying to do. So ordinarily, it's only the chayker, not the makabel. But when there's a higher percentage chance that the person will actually figure out a way to buy it back, so we're going to box him into a corner to get him to buy back the property. How are we doing that? By telling him, massive and isolated. First, you have to give ma'aser, and only afterwards are you allowed to give him. Mishnah Gimel. Koyin v'levi shekiblu sadam Yisrael. A koyin and a levi, they were mekabels, quote unquote, from Yisrael. So either a koyin or a levi that were mekabel sada from a yid. So the Yisrael is the one that owns the property. The Kohen and the Levi is the mekabel. K'shem shecholkim v'chulim, kacholkim b'truma. Says the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, that when it comes to divvying up the trumas from Isris, so the Kohen and the Levi can say that, listen, I own pro rata a certain percentage of the field. Simple contract, 50-50. The property owner owns 50% of the field, and the mekabel owns 50% of the field, as far as the payers go. So they split it 50-50. So this is what the kohen can say. The kohen says, you know, I'm entitled to truma gedoyla. I'm entitled to truma smaisa that comes from this field. Here's the deal. I want 50% of the truma gedoyla. The levy could say, I'm entitled to 10% of everything of smaisa rishon. Now, you don't have to give it to me. You can give it to whoever you want. But at the same time, he says that I want 50%. And the reason I want 50% of the meiser is because being that I have a 50% chelik in the proceeds of this field, the chayra, I should be able to get 50% of the meiser. Now, if he was a Yisrael, he can't get it anyways. But he says, being that I'm a kohen and a levi, I want it. Now, it's a chiddush, his taina, right? Ordinarily, the Yisrael can give his trumas of meisers to whoever he wants. He has toivas anah, he could do whatever he wants with it. Over here, the kohen and the levi are coming with a taina. I'm a 50% shotev, so give me 50% of all the truma proceeds. Give me 50% of the meiser proceeds. It works. Kishem shecholkim mechulin, kach cholkim a truma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, he argues, he says, afa meiser shalahem. Not 50%, they can get all of it. Shalmanas came bo, because there's an assumption that when they engaged in this agreement, it was with the understanding and the impression that they would be able to keep 100% of it. As for that reason, the Kohen and the Levi can say, not 50% pro rata to what I own as far as the proceeds of the field go, but I actually want to get 100%, and that's something they could do.